Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and before getting into this week's episode, there have been a few new announcements for Aaron that are worth mentioning. First off, Aaron is returning to MISCAST this year. MISCAST will be celebrating 25 years of performances, and the lineup so far is incredible. And I'm sure that whatever Aaron is performing will be insane. But I also think that it would be a beautiful thing if he and other members of the MISCAST cast did something to pay tribute to Gavin. Like, just thinking about it, MISCAST last year, Gavin was there. He performed. It's still surreal that he's not here anymore. So it would be something special if they honored him in some way. Another announcement that dropped is that Aaron will be performing a solo concert for the first time in London at the London Palladium on April 19th and April 20th. And the excitement over this concert announcement was next level. And initially, it was a one-night-only event for April 19th. However, tickets sold out in about 4 hours, and so they added a second show on April 20th. Like, it was funny, the production team that had it, they posted the sold-out seating chart, and they were like, oop, like, we can't let this be, let's call Aaron and try to fix it. So April 20th was added, but I mean, what do you think? Do you think that they had this second show contingency plan all along? Like, I think that they expected the April 19th concert to sell out, but I don't think that they anticipated how quickly it would. Like, even Aaron, who never promotes his own concerts, posted about this one multiple times. Like, it's a big deal. I can't wait to hear about it and live vicariously through all of those that are able to go to those shows. And it was so special hearing from so many, like in the comments or in messages, that they got tickets to see him for the first time, that they've been waiting for him to come over. They've been longtime fans of his. They just have never had the opportunity to see him. And now the opportunity is here. And that's just so special. Like, we all know that nothing beats the first time, which leads right into the topic of this episode. Over the weekend, I was watching the Wicked movie again, and it got me thinking about the first time that I watched Wicked in theaters. There was so much anticipation for every single thing, but there had also been rumors that the Broadway OGs, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, would be making appearances somehow. And I'll never forget sitting in the theater and they appeared and they started singing, and my friend and I, like, we sat up so fast on the edge of our seats. We reached for each other's hands and just kept looking from the screen to each other and back again. And then after, like, their scene ended, we were just, like, squealing. We're like, that was perfect. That was perfect. Like, it was unreal. And seeing the movie and that specific part of the movie since then, it just hasn't been the same. Like, we know it's coming now. It's still wonderful, but knowing what's coming hits different than that first initial, oh my God, moment. And as we know, somehow all things can be connected back to Aaron Tveit. So that got me thinking about feelings and reactions to seeing shows that Aaron has been in for the first time or hearing him perform songs for the first time. And I'm sure that everyone has their own reactions and experiences that are memorable to them in their own way, but there are some firsts that just stick with you. Like the first time seeing him as Christian in Moulin Rouge. Like, does it get any better than that? And I've told this story many times before, so I apologize, but I'll never forget hitting my husband's leg and whispering, "There he is," when Aaron first stepped on stage to walk across and raise the sign in 2022. And then him nodding and giving us a quick wave when he was standing in the back by the sound booth before leaving the theater to meet up with Ricky and Saul. And prior to seeing the show, I was consuming Moulin Rouge content like it was nobody's business. The Opt Up video had just dropped, so that was being played on repeat along with the rest of the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. Like, I had never seen the movie Moulin Rouge, I know, and I didn't know anything about the show. So, like, I've been listening to it all on repeat, and I was not prepared to be fully immersed in the show from the second we walked into the theater. But the whole time, sitting in the audience watching the show was filled with so much anticipation for when the songs from the soundtrack would fit into the plot of the show. Natalie Mendoza was my first Satine. Bobby Day was my first Seedler. Tam was the Duke. Jess Golden was Nini. And of course, Ricky and Saul were my first Bohemians. And that ride from Chandelier to Roxanne to Crazy Rolling and into the final scene was incredible. And while Aaron did not opt up the first time I saw Moulin Rouge, it didn't even matter. As we know by now, there is nothing like hearing Aaron perform Roxanne live. And during Crazy Rolling, I remember the audience clapping at the start. And it wasn't until after seeing the show, I came across an interview of Aaron saying that he doesn't always like it when the audience claps, because when they do, he joked about it, how it's not on the right beat. And he says he really has to focus to remain on beat and in key. And I've always thought about that interview and him saying that whenever I see the show and the audience starts to clap. I seriously did not sleep that night after seeing Moulin Rouge. Like, I just kept replaying the scenes in my head, and I spent the drive home and the next couple days plotting for how I could get back to see it one more time before Aaron left on May 8th, 2022. And luckily I was able to, but that also happened to be the first day that Tam missed because he had just tested positive for COVID. The announcement came on in the theater just before Aaron would come out to raise the sign and said that the understudy would be on for the Duke. And it's so wild and unfortunate that Tam had to miss his final week, like his shows and his bows with the castmates that he started with. Another first is, of course, Sweeney Tevate. The 1 year anniversary of his debut just passed, and what a freaking night that was. And I know I just did an episode on that night, but seeing like Sweeney Todd and seeing Aaron in the role, they have to be mentioned again as a significant first. I loved seeing all the different photos and the moment from that night shared throughout the day and like on the anniversary day and getting to relive it again. And his initial jump through the fog is seriously one of my favorite moments that I've witnessed from him. It was just such an exhale of relief that he was finally in this role after so much anticipation leading up to it. But there was also so much excitement in the theater that night. I mean, Aaron return nights at the Rouge are always electric, but that February night in the L'Enfantine was unlike anything I'd experienced before or since. Like, it was another instance where I was immediately trying to figure out how soon I could get back to not just see Aaron again, but also to take in more of the show that I knew I had missed because I spent that first night tracking everything that Aaron did. And when my husband went with me to see the show, he knew nothing about it and he didn't want me to tell him anything. So at the end, when Sweeney got Lucy into the barber chair, I remember looking at him and whispering, like, "Do you know who that is?" And he sat up in his seat at that point. And he's like, "Oh my God, that's his wife." Like, just to watch it all click for him in those few seconds was an experience in itself. And I would have had a similar reaction, I'm sure, had I not asked a friend to spoil it for me before I saw the show. And I know, why would I ask someone to spoil it? But I like to be in the know sometimes. What can I say? Okay, let's shift gears to firsts with Aaron TV shows like Graceland. The last show that I binged as quickly and intently as I did Graceland was years earlier when I started the show Scandal. The Graceland binge was serious business. Like, any free moment I had, I was in it and it was on. And I'm still so obsessed with Mikey Warren and that merry band of misfits. There were so many moments in that show that I wish I could go back and watch again for the first time. And one that stands out in season one is during the final episode when Mikey comes face to face with Jingles. and Mikey takes him out in that one shot. His quickness was insane. And it's one of those moments where it's like double taking, like questioning, like, did Mikey really just get him with that one shot? And after everything that Jangles had done to Briggs and Charlie, and then there's Mikey just bang, done. I also loved seeing in season one the Mikey and Abby relationship develop for the first time. And I know it wasn't practical for them to stay together, but ugh, what if they could? And when I started Graceland, I was going in blind. I hadn't seen any clips of Mikey or the show before, so literally everything was brand new. And like I said, I was invested. So as season two progressed and Paige turned into a little piece of work and Sid got involved and Mikey made his choices on how to handle Lena, like it was intense. And I remember gasping when Paige went to see Mikey after he had been shot and he needed to get to the hospital. And in his delirious state, he admitted to Paige that he lied about Lena. Like, she turned him into Sid so fast. And that season ended with Mikey dead. Like, what? And then there was that sigh of relief at the start of season three when Mikey appeared again. And I rewatched the show with my husband after I finished the whole thing, and I did not tell him what was coming for Mikey at the end of season two. And when it happened, like, my husband was on the other side of the couch. He looked at me and he's like, no way. Go to the next episode. He's not gone. He can't be. And he got up and he stood like on the other side of the room as the next episode started. And then when he saw Mikey again, he was like, oh, thank God. And then he gave me a hard time for not warning him, not telling him that it would all be okay. But I told him that I wanted him to go through the range of emotions that I had to. So those events from Graceland season two, they still spark a reaction now, but it's more one of anger, I guess, like knowing what's coming and being mad at Paige earlier for being so awful to Mikey when all he tried to do was help her. The Paige rage is real and it is felt by so many. One more first that I want to mention is concert related. And I've shared many times before that Being Alive is my favorite song that Aaron has performed at a concert. That song, it just means something different and it hits in a different way every time he performs it. And the first time I got to hear him perform it live was at Kane University. And going into that concert, I was so hoping to have that on the set list. And then at the concert, it was the second to last song that he performed, and he prefaced the song by talking about his grandmother and how she passed away during his run in company. Then he went into the song, and toward the end, he opted up, which was totally unexpected, but absolutely appreciated. It was just such a special performance to have that song like be a part of my first time seeing him live in a concert. However, my first time hearing him perform it was when I was deep down the rabbit hole and watching anything and anything of his, and I watched the 2019 54 Below concert, and he sang the full version with Brian prompting him from the piano, pestering him, saying, Bobby, Bobby, to start, just like the cast in the show did. And then it hit the point of the song where, like Aaron, he closes his eyes, and as a viewer, you watch him go somewhere else. And then the song ends, you see him return as he opens his eyes and he exhales and he looks over at Brian. Like, it's such a powerful performance, and it's one that has truly stuck with me. The thing with Aaron is that you really can never just see or listen to something that he has performed once. There's days when certain songs or performances, they just fit a mood or a situation better. Or as we know in live theater, every performance is different. So the desire to go back and see what each show has in store is always there. So what do you think? Were any of the firsts I mentioned moments that stuck out to you as well? Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more Aaron content, make sure to follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 115. I will love you until my death.